To be specific, Alzheimer's disease is a form of dementia. And dementia is a term for a large range of conditions, of neurologic conditions, where there's a decline in higher level brain function. And by higher level brain function, you're talking about functions in language, memory, reasoning, spatial functioning, things that make us human beings rather than just the parts of the brain that keep us alive. And Alzheimer's disease is the most common form of dementia. It's probably about 60 to 80% of all forms of dementia are what we call Alzheimer's disease. There are other forms of dementia, some related to strokes or vascular dementia. There's some related to what we call Parkinson's type dementias. And there's a few other rarer things. But the disease everyone is familiar with and, quite frankly, is apprehensive about is Alzheimer's disease because it's so relatively common. Once you reach the age 65 or greater, 5% of all patients will have this disease. And by the time you reach age 85, you're talking probably 30 to 50% of all Americans will develop an Alzheimer's type dementia or something similar. So again, you're talking about a large group of people. Many people have family members, friends, relatives that will develop this kind of problem.
What are some of the symptoms of Alzheimer's type dementia? And specifically, what should family members be on the lookout for their older relative?
Well, the thing that everyone focuses on initially is forgetfulness. And there are a lot of things that can cause someone to be forgetful. And Alzheimer's is one thing that can. That said, anytime there is a concern about recent memory, that's one thing to look out for. If someone is really having a hard time keeping track of current events, keeping track of the present, we do screening tests in clinics. A lot of those tests involve knowing what year it is, what month it is, kind of orienting the patient to their situation. If a patient's having a hard time keeping track of those kind of details, that's something that's worrisome. If someone's making financial mistakes, along with getting lost, along with forgetting things you wouldn't expect them to forget, if their sleep pattern is changing markedly, they don't seem to be sleeping well at night, if they're describing things that aren't there, if they seem to be delusional and worried about paranoid things, be it their spouse is cheating on them when there's no rational reason for that, someone trying to break in the house where there's no rational reason for it. These are things that obviously raise concern that someone has developed a dementia. The best way to find out if someone's had a dementia is typically from their family. The patient themselves often are not very helpful with this. In fact, if anything, patients normally come to the doctor with memory problems on their own if it's more of an anxiety stress thing about, will I get a dementia? A demented patient is less likely to present of their own accord. It's really going to be friends and family that are going to notice this shift.
How do you go about diagnosing dementia, and what is the treatment for it?
Yes, diagnosing a dementia is typically done through a physician or a neurologist who's familiar with these kind of diagnoses. We tend to see these patients in our clinic, get a history from the family. Then we typically do formatted mental status examinations that look at multiple modalities to see how that person is able to perform in different parts of their brain. If they do poorly on these tests and we see a gradual decline with prior tests, then that's very strongly supportive. There's two ways to try to treat an Alzheimer's type dementia. There's to try to treat the underlying disease process itself, and there's trying to treat the symptoms and the complications that come from having that dementia. The treatment of the underlying disease process itself, and not to minimize the fact that it's been researched significantly over the last several decades, the treatment is somewhat limited. We have medications that tend to slow the progression and stabilize an Alzheimer's type dementia patient, whereas they ultimately do not affect the final outcome and reverse course with the disease. As far as symptomatic treatments, these tend to fall in the lines of behavioral treatments. If an Alzheimer's type demented patient is not sleeping well at night, and we can get them on a medication to allow them to sleep through the night, that will improve their function, often dramatically. So the behavioral treatments, the symptomatic treatments, those can make quite a difference. And in many cases, patients with a dementia, those are the things that make the biggest difference.
What would you recommend somebody do to, is there a preventative sort of action that somebody can take?
Yeah, the best thing that the evidence shows at this point in time to prevent dementia is to live an active lifestyle, to be physically active, to be mentally engaged, I would add, and to be socially active. The evidence is not foolproof, is not complete, and is not guaranteed, I would say. Again, because the incidence is so high if you reach particularly your 7th, 8th, and 9th decades. But there is strong suggestion that being active as this and living that active lifestyle, which will make you live longer for one, for avoiding these chronic medical conditions, may also play a role in decreasing that risk of developing an Alzheimer's type dementia or another dementia.